listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amanda Myler. Starting overseas, tragedy is unfolding in eastern India, where at least 200 people have died after trains collided. Around 850 others are injured. Rescue efforts are expected to last for hours as the search for survivors continues. It's one of India's worst rail accidents in years. The Prime Minister has used a key speech to highlight the importance of open dialogue between China and the United States. Speaking at a security forum in Singapore, Anthony Albanese outlined how open channels of communication are critical to prevent a worst-case scenario.
The consequences of such a breakdown, whether in the Taiwan Strait or elsewhere, would not be confined to the big powers or the site of their conflict. They would be devastating for the world.
There has been a major update in the case of alleged historical racism at the Hawthorn AFL Club. Four-time Hawks Premiership winner Cyril Rioli, as well as his wife and ex-players including Carl Peterson, have released an open letter. They say they were betrayed by the club and have lodged a complaint with the Human Rights Commission. Briefly, a woman has died and a man and two children have been taken to hospital following a house fire in the New South Wales Central Tablelands. And Prince Harry will become the first British royal to testify in court in over 100 years. He'll appear in the witness box at London's High Court next week in a lawsuit against UK newspapers. Checking sport, a heartbreaking one-point loss for the Tigers, who chased an 18-0 deficit to lose 20-19 against the Raiders. The Tigers started scoring with 12 minutes to go around the same time Canberra's backup hooker Tom Starling was sin-binned. Tigers coach Tim Sheens says it was a tough way to go down.
One man out makes a difference. So we played straighter and got some results. We always looked like we needed to score to get our rhythm and didn't until that time. Once we did, we were on our, we got the confidence back into the group.
And Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin reckons his side's 17-point win over Carlton at the G was a dominant performance. It looked scrappy from the stands, but the victory puts the D's back on the right path after consecutive losses.
I was really proud of our boys. They didn't waver one bit in their mindset and their mentality. And you could feel that all night. They just bought into the right things and, yep, we've still got work to do.
Goodwin there, post-game. Round 12 today sees four games scheduled, kicking off with Port v Hawthorn in Adelaide.